good show on the radio. So to and fro, here we go. I don't know a better show. Space Group Dumps 4.0. Join us on our Starship crew while we endeavor to amuse. In each and every episode, we stream across the great cosmos. Well, hello, here we go. Have you heard about a good time show on the radio? Look out below, here we go. I don't know what better show, Space Group Dumps 4.0.
Welcome, one and all, to the latest episode of Space Croutons, where we make the most of every moment. And as always, I'm accompanied by my Doctor Who companion and the navigator of our TARDIS, Sally.
Well, I'm no Clara or Amy Pond, but I am excited to join you on another adventure through this wibbly-wobbly world. Jelly baby?
Well, I believe I... Sally, what's happened to your voice? You sound British.
I've adapted my voice to fit in with the Doctor Who references.
Well, okay. Well, thank you, Sally. And for our audience, we have a packed episode in store for you that includes interviews with the current leaders of each major political party from the colonies. That's right. Joining us for an exclusive debate will be President Joe Biden, former President Donald Trump, and representing the Independent Party, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Now that I heard you, Cordy, I've decided we need to stick with our own voices.
Right you are, Sally. I always feel better when I'm myself.
Shall we kick off the episode with a quick word from our sponsor?
Allons-y.
Recently adopted by the ACME Corporation to present their new flagship product, the Geek Letter Boom,
represents a determination to overcome adversity and difficult situations.
Meaning, to vanquish, conquer, or overcome the resistance or impediments of the situation.
Boom, as in...
Curdy Clamorwood.
Who is that?
Curdy Clamorwood.
Sally, do you hear that?
Curdy Clamorwood. Sally does not hear me or you. No one else can hear us. Not here, not now.
What's going on? Where am I?
Think of this as a void where time does not exist.
Like the cone of silence on Get Smart?
A private airing of Space Croutons. I am your sole audience. I have stopped time for you, Curdy Clamorwood, and you will give me your undivided attention.
What? How?
There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio.
Hamlet?
Ugh, you are trying my patience, Curdy Clamorwood.
Okay, be cool. What can I help you with?
We are very aware of your involvement with the Year of Sleep.
We?
The Brotherhood, of course.
The Brotherhood of the Yellow Sign?
I know Alex Turbo told you about us. Please, Clamorwood, don't play stupid.
Well, who are you?
Why, I am Baroness von Strauss.
And what do you want?
I need to know everything that you know about the Year of Sleep.
Well, I'm thinking you heard our broadcast, so you know everything I do.
Oh, Clamorwood, what do you take me for?
Well, I really don't know you, lady. So how about we schedule a time for you to call into the show? We can field your questions and...
Listen, Clamorwood, you don't seem to realize who you are dealing with. Perhaps you should ask your sidekick with the big brain.
Great idea. Sally, see what you can find on Baroness von Strauss. Oh, and the Brotherhood of the Yellow Sign. Sally?
Oh, wait, that's right. She can't hear you. And why, you may ask? It is because I have stopped time. Oh, I do so hate repeating myself. Perhaps I will keep you in this void forever. Your body will die, but your mind will be trapped here with me.
Well, that also means you'll be trapped with me.
I wonder what will happen to Sally and your precious audience when you don't return to your body.
You know, I really don't find this funny anymore. You need to let me out of here.
Then you cooperate.
Why should I help you and the Brotherhood? I mean, Alex said the Brotherhood were the bad guy.
Well, what makes you think that Alex isn't the bad guy? What proof do you have of his claims? Help us, Curdy Clammerwood. We are a group with a considerable amount of power. Do you desire money, fame, a power of your own?
Well, I have been wanting a faster internet connection for Van Helsing, and a new set of noise-canceling headphones would be nice.
Spare this sarcasm. The sky's the limit, Curdy Clammerwood. Just answer a few questions.
Fine. Are you talking about the leap year story?
The year of sleep. Leap year, yes.
Well, there is a claim of it being a cover-up for something. But like my friends in Missouri like to say, show me.
Show me indeed. Ugh, enough already. Curdy Clammerwood, listen closely. You will show me. You will investigate the sleep year claim. You will confirm its validity and its cause. At all costs.
At all costs. Whoa! Not so fast, Princess Leia. And quit trying to use the Force.
Curdy Clammerwood, listen closely. At all costs, you will do as I say. At all costs, you will investigate the sleep year claim. At all costs, and you will confirm its validity and its cause. At all costs.
At all costs.
And you will bring that information to me. And if you fail, well, let's just say my master,
Cthulhu,
will not take it well. Remember, at all costs.
At all costs.
And stay away from Alex Turbo.
At all costs.
As in?
The pulling guard will foam the defensive tackle, clearing the way for the fullback to pierce the line of scrimmage.
Or for the geekier context, your D&D adventure party will only survive if your changeling can morph into a creature capable of boaming through the solid wooden door to escape the dungeon before the evil mist envelops them all.
Boam has its origins in the Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner show, with guest appearances in movies like Roger Rabbit.
The geek alphabet. It's all geek to me.
I've got to say, Curdy, the geek letter boom is the bomb.
Well, I feel a little strange, Sally. I think I need fish fingers and custard.
That's a great Doctor Who quote, Curdy, but are you all right? You look rather pale.
I think so. Just a little wibbly wobbly.
Curdy?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks, Sally, but...
But?
Well, did you by chance hear a strange voice a few minutes ago?
You mean in a commercial? No stranger than any of the other commercials this season. I would say a pair of young male voices. Why?
Weird. I swear I heard a Northern European woman's voice. Hungarian? German? Maybe even Russian or Romanian.
Like Natasha from the Rocky and Bullwinkle show?
Strangely enough.
Sorry, Curdy. I think you were on your own frequency.
A private airing of Space Croutons.
Curdy?
I'm sorry, Sally. I'm back. Now, where were we?
Well, we've welcomed our audience, gave them a preview of today's show and ran the commercial.
Very good, Sally. Have our guests called in?
I am getting them lined up now.
Excellent. This is an important show.
I know, Curdy. And as you directed in our pre-show meeting, we'll dot every I and cross every T to make sure the show is successful. At all costs.
At all costs. Sally, leap year.
Leap year? Well, 2024 is a leap year.
The sleep year story from a couple of weeks ago. The one about leap year. I need to know more about it.
At all costs.
Well, I guess we can send one of our investigative reporters to check it out. I'm sure McDoug McDougal would grant an interview.
Great idea, Sally.
Cordy, RFK Jr.'s handler is on the phone and I expect calls from the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, and our Trump contact, Kellyanne Conway, at any moment. Remember, at all costs.
At all costs.
Have them hold.
Hold? Cordy, it's the president, former president, and JFK Jr. This has the potential to be our biggest show of the week.
At all costs.
At all costs.
Well, this is more important, Sally. Please, have them hold or reschedule. I can't tell you why, but our investigation into the leap year phenomenon, it takes priority.
Reschedule?
Sally, please. Oh, and get me a scientist to confirm what McDougal was saying.
Sure, Cordy. Give me a moment.
Cthulhu.
And Sally, please get me what you can about Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. You mean the Lovecraftian mythical creature?
Probably so. I don't know. Please, just get me what you can.
I am transferring what I have to your screen. I will be back as soon as I can track down a scientist to help us. Everyone seems to be out to lunch.
Thank you. Cthulhu is a cosmic entity created by writer H.P. Lovecraft. It was introduced in his short story, The Call of Cthulhu, published by the American pulp magazine Weird Tales in 1928. Well, this creature has since been featured in numerous popular culture references. Lovecraft depicts it as a gigantic entity worshipped by cultists in the shape of a green octopus, dragon, and a caricature of human form. Oh my, that sounds hideous.
Cordy, I have a scientist. You might not believe this, but Galileo is on the line.
Galileo Galilei?
The one and only. I'm afraid I had to step out of our time stream to find someone.
Well, how were you able to contact?
With today's easy access to time portals, and the internet, we can find anyone. I simply looked up Galileo on Facebook and discovered he has formed a company that specializes in inter-time and dimensional communications. His business partner is the one and only, Leonardo da Vinci. Their company is Brundlefly, after Jeff Goldblum's version of the movie The Fly. Anyway, Galileo was kind enough to not only take my call but has some expertise around leap year as a result of his research into our local planets and their orbits. We will be communicating via their flypod system. Quite revolutionary. I think it was the first man-made time portal. The technology is still so secret, no one even knows how it is powered.
And we have a flypod device?
Not really. But I was able to match their signal and tie it into our Amazon Echo Show screen.
Well, that's great, Sally. Put him through.
I have him on the line, and I tried to explain who we are and the need for this call, but it may have lost something in translation.
Thank you, Sally. Hello? Galileo Galilei?
Si, this is Signore Galilei.
Well, may I call you Galileo?
Si, seguati, por favore.
Hold on, Cordy. I am trying to dial in the proper dialect on the translator.
Galileo?
Si?
Well, first of all, I must say it's an honor to meet you. And I want you to know I think the Catholic Church was way off base when they tried you for heresy and forced you into house arrest.
Mi dispiace. Sorry, I must be missing something. The church has done nothing of the kind. Actually, I am in talks with Papa about my work, the dialogue concerning the two chief world systems, and it is going smashingly.
Cordy, Galileo is at the point in his timeline before the Inquisition. He doesn't know anything about the IT.
Oh, got it. Galileo, can I ask you something about leap year?
A leap a year?
Yes. You see, in our time, we believe an astronomical year lasts slightly less than 365 1/4 days.
Cordy, may I?
Of course, Sally.
Galileo, I am sure you know, but to bring everyone, our podians, up to speed, the historic Julian calendar has three common years of 365 days followed by a leap year of 366 days, by extending February to 29 days rather than the common 28. The Gregorian calendar, the world's most widely used civil calendar, makes a further adjustment for the small error in the Julian algorithm. Each leap year has 366 days instead of 365. This extra leap day occurs in each year that is a multiple of 4, except for years evenly divisible by 100, but not by 400.
See, the sounds are correct. What is the question?
Well, sir, it was recently brought to our attention that leap year as we know it might actually be a cover story for something more complicated.
Complicated? I dare say the math to prove a leap year is hardly complicated.
Well, what would you say if I told you that instead of an extra day every 4 years, we actually were asleep for a year each cycle?
Highly unlikely. Everyone is sleeping for a year. How could we survive? What makes you think of this?
Another scientist or timekeeper, time conductor with the Intergalactic Talk Meta Time Bureaucratic Talk Agency.
The IGTTMTBTTA.
Yes. Mac, the time conductor, said inhabitants of Earth are actually experiencing a sleep year where the entire population of living creatures slumbers for 364 days. With the 365th day of that year being identified as leap day to hide what's really happening.
At all costs.
At all costs.
And I'm compelled to investigate this claim.
And this claim, what is the significance of proving or disapproving it?
For our audience, of course.
I find this to be highly unusual.
Unusual? Of course, it's quite unusual. But may we schedule a private meeting in person to discuss? I promise I will clear everything up.
I have a pickleball tournament scheduled for this week, but sure.
Great, thank you. We'll get it scheduled. Would you like to say anything to our audience before you go?
Please follow us on Tikitaka, at least until it is pulled down by the U.S. government. Then you can follow me on its replacement, Boom. Bugs Bunny has really turned out to be quite the entrepreneur.
Us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Leonardo, Alexi, and me, we have made several trips using our patented Flypod Transportal across the spectrum of time, space, and dimensiones. We document our travels to share with our followers. I think my favorite was the musical planet of Poi. I met a most amusing little musical aloe there.
Wow, that sounds great. We've been to Poi as well, and look forward to hearing about your experience, and about anything you sang.
Be sure to give me a 5 stars, a TTFN.
Curdy, the connection has been broken.
Well, thank you, Sally.
Cthulhu.
At all costs.
At all costs.
Sally.
Yes, Curdy.
Get me what you can about the Brotherhood of the Yellow Sign. I believe it also relates to Cthulhu.
On it. Curdy, I have a caller on the line.
Well, who is it?
Well, it's your dad.
My dad? Put him through. Dad? Are you there? Hey, son, I'm here. Well, what's going on? Is everything okay?
Oh, sure. I was just listening to your show and thought you could use a little encouragement. So here goes. The oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear. And the oldest and strongest kind of fear is fear of the unknown. And what is not unknown is my beer's empty. Now jump up and grab me another from the fridge before I have to put some fear into you.
Dad, you know I'm not there. And if you want a beer, you can get it yourself.
Oh, I know. I just wanted you to feel at home.
Well, thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, son. Oh, and one more thing.
The way to fight that fear is to be in the know. Now get started on your research. You got it, Dad. And to our audience, stay tuned as we investigate the claim about leap year, its origin, and effect. So until next time, say it with me, Sally.
Keep peace in your hearts until our next story time.
Play us out, Sally.
So check us out for story and all.
This season brought forth the new Spacier Leap Zone.
Oh, where's Space Crouton 4.0?
Streaming through the stars in a great big foursome.
Now you know, here we go. Tell the world about a good time show on the radio.
Don't tell Curdy, but I'm back to summarize. So, will the candidates get their say? Will the Baroness get her way? Will Galileo win the pickleball match? Will Br'er Rabbit end up in the briar patch? Is Leap Year really a hoax? Or will a comet hit the Earth, sending it into a post-apocalyptic era, finally breaking the inhabitants from their social media addictions? Well, join us in a couple of weeks for answers to these and other questions on Space Croutons.
Space Croutons is a work of original fiction. Similarities to persons, situations, or events, real or fictional, is coincidental and unintentional. Created and written by Jerry, Jace, John, Della, and Jeff Goodson. Episode story by Jerry. Original music by John, Della, Jerry, and Jeff. Production by Jerry. Featuring the voice talents of Patsy Puckett, Levi Blakesley, Steve Garrigan, John, Jeff, and Sally. Entire work copyright 2024 by Jeff, John, Della, and Jerry Goodson. This has been a Good Witch audio production.
That's all, folks.